Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
How many of you all have ever had a neighbor with a son who was a ne'er-do-well? Couldn't hold down a job. Big disappointment to his family. He'd get out on his own for a while, but soon he'd be back with another hard luck story. We all knew he was a louse, but his folks would always let him move back in. You know, maybe there was something a little bit odd about them too. Why didn't they just cut him loose? He was a mess, and he was messing up their lives too. But they just kept pouring themselves out for him. He was a failure. Made everyone around him look kind of foolish, too. Their efforts, their pouring themselves out for him, seemed from the outside to look like a big waste. He was never going to respond. And those parents looked kind of foolish, too. But they kept trying. The Gospel of Mark struggles with this same reality in the life of the early church. The long-awaited Messiah was supposed to have been a powerful, exalted figure. But that's not how they experienced Jesus. He was like those parents who kept welcoming back that lousy son. He looked kind of foolish sometimes, but he kept pouring himself out on what was looking more and more like a lost cause. After 3 years of effort, most of his followers bailed out at the first sign of trouble. He was arrested. They decided he was a criminal and was executed. And then he didn't just look foolish, he looked pathetic. All alone, people wagged their heads and jeered at him as he hung there on the cross. An apparent failure. That's how the early church experienced themselves as well. They were embarrassed to remember that they had once talked about becoming important. I mean, you'd expect the chosen ones, the messianic community, to be a glorious group. But in fact, they experienced the same rejection and lowliness as their master. They failed more often than they succeeded. And at least to the eyes of the general public, they looked kind of foolish. They poured themselves out for others, and for this they were harassed and persecuted. They shared the same humble reality as their Savior. And to their credit, they remembered that they could achieve true greatness only by imitating Jesus, only by making themselves the least of all and the servants of all, pouring themselves out for others. And that's what many of those early Christians did. And while the time of the early church might seem to us to have been a glorious age from this distance of 20 centuries, I assure you that they looked anything but glorious at the time. They were resented and hated by much of society, and they attracted mainly the fringe element, the ne'er-do-wells, the poor, the slaves, the uneducated, the people that didn't count for anything according to the criteria of this world. To them, these people looked like a failure, and their movement looked like it was headed nowhere good. You and I are faced with the same challenges as the early church, though our specific issues today are different. We now have the proper perspective, the proper distance to see that Jesus' greatness, his true greatness, consisted not so much in his glorious victories or the days when he really shone and people really were in awe of him. His true greatness is most evident in the way he poured out himself for us no matter what. And we were that lousy son, that lousy daughter, who just didn't do what God would have had. The least valuable person in the neighborhood. The person of no account. People on the fringe. When Jesus found us, we looked like a lost cause. No good reason for hope. Yet he poured himself out for us. And now the scandal of the cross can be seen for what it is. True greatness. That's why we hang this cross, this crucifix, in every Catholic church. Okay? Because Jesus' true greatness is not shown by the crown he wore, but rather by the cross he bore. Hope for the hopeless. Love for the unloved. Life for the lost. Similarly, the true greatness of those disciples, the true greatness of those parents of the neighborhood with that lousy son, their true greatness can be found in the way they continued to pour themselves out for others no matter what. They show us that true greatness consists in risking failure, risking looking foolish to others, pouring ourselves out for others, particularly those who seem most lost, most hopeless, most unlovable. As Jesus says in today's gospel, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all.